We welcome our guest, Dana Hemphill. Dana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just great. You must be excited about your debut project.
I am very excited and just blessed that God has allowed us this opportunity.
Would you say it was a long time in the making?
Yes, indeed. I have been singing since I was three, but we initially tried to do a live recording in 2007, and that one didn't actually go through. So from 2012, we restarted again. So it took us about a year to get the project going. But with the time, I will definitely say it's been a long time coming.
Okay. You have a powerful testimony. Would you share that with us?
Yes, well, I was born and raised in the Church of God in Christ, also known as a PK, preacher's kid. And around the time when my father passed away when I was 10 years old, I was confused and didn't understand everything. But at the age of 15, I kind of went on my own, just connected with the wrong crowd, started hanging with gangs and, you know, typical things that children get into during their teens. I got into smoking and drinking, and just was at a place of a place where I knew that I wasn't supposed to be. I wasn't raised that way. And I got pregnant when I was 16 years old and ended up miscarrying the child, dropped out of high school, and you know, the story really just goes on and on, and I don't have enough time to really tell everything. But in the midst of going through that, there came a point where I had to fall on my face before God and really seek after him and remember the word of God that had been put in my heart from a child. And, I'm so thankful that I was allowed to call on him. And he accepted me as his daughter and cleansed me and washed me. And from there, I've been running ever since for him.
Dana, the project, I Will Declare.
Yes, sir.
What kind of statement are you making?
I will declare. It's loaded because I will declare him father. I will declare him healer, provider, my best friend. I will declare everything that he is to this dying world. And he's requiring for us as Christians to open up our mouth and let the world know who he is. And I've decided, I've accepted that, God, I will be your mouthpiece.
The lead single, My Offering, what is that all about?
My Offering, it is as a testimony, as a sacrifice to God, lifting my life to him, to who he is. I've let him know that I'll lift my life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, and just surrendering my all and to do exactly everything that he has called me to do.
Myron Butler wrote the track, I Still Believe. Tell us about that.
I Still Believe. It really speaks the sentiments of my heart. When I heard the song from Myron, I literally went into tears. It was just a testimony because of everything that I've gone through. There was a point in my life where I gave up and I felt like God didn't hear me anymore and that my dreams were of naught, that nothing was to come to pass what I believed God had told me. But that song, Still Believe, it ministers peace, it ministers restoration and hope in knowing that this too shall pass, that you still have an opportunity and God has not given up on you.
All that you've been through, what does I Shall Not Die, how does that speak to Dana?
Well, the scripture says in Psalms 118 that I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. Living is a place where we are able to be effective for God. We're able to effectively minister to his people. In Ezekiel 37, there was a scripture in there where Ezekiel began to prophesy to dry bones. And from there, he told the dry bones to live. So even in my personal life, I've had to declare the word that I shall live, that I will not die. My spirit man will not die. My relationships with my family will not die. But I will live to declare and testify that God is a Savior, that he's everything that this world needs. So this song is a testimony to my life that all is not lost, that my best days are yet to come. Okay.
All right. 92.9 The Wave. Hello.
Hello, yeah, this is Chili Baby from the Gospel Gangsters. How you doing?
Hey, doing great, doing great. Hold on 1 second. Let me get things